by the Guardian's Martin Chulov, who's about 60 miles from Ras Lanuf, where there's been reports of fighting to key town, isn't it?
It certainly is now, after Brega. Ras Lanuf and Brega are the two oil towns between Sirte, which is firmly held by Gaddafi, and between Benghazi, which is clearly in rebel hands. Both of those towns have strategic significance. The rebels were successful in ousting a Gaddafi rearguard, which lasted around 24 hours. Those forces that withdrew from that town yesterday morning have regrouped in Ras Lanuf, and fighting has resumed within the last hour or so between the rebels and Gaddafi loyalists of Ras Lanuf.
Have you any information on sort of the intensity of that fighting?
It appears to be quite intensive. We're seeing a lot of trucks head down the highway filled with weapons and men on their way to the front lines. A lot of ambulances heading there as well. It's a bit too far away to get a assessment for ourselves, but just by the scenes of people on the move, it does appear to be a significant battle.
So the rebels presumably view this as a very important place to sort of take back.
Absolutely. They lost this early on. Maybe 8 or 9 day Gaddafi forces had cleared out from Ras Lanuf. They did return within a few days of the revolution in Benghazi. So they were back by about the 24th, and they haven't left. But in the face of the victory yesterday in Brega, they do want to push their authority and push on westwards. If they free up Ras Lanuf, that a front for a potential assault on Sirte.
And what do you think are the government tactics? I mean, we saw another airstrike report in Adjabaya today, but it seems they sort of drop one or two bombs a day and then call it quits for the day. What do you think they're trying to do?
It seems to be harassment fire at this point. I mean, Gaddafi has around 250 planes. He has a significant armoury in Tripoli. If they wanted to wreak havoc with these jets, then they would do so. But what we're seeing now is bombs that fall wide of any targets. No real damage is being, terror is actually being caused. The rebels are terrified of the jets because they have no real means of defending against them apart from primitive anti-aircraft weapons. So I think the tactics seem to be to just show the rebels that they do continue to control the skies. It's more of a show of force than anything else at this point, but to aim correctly, it could be a game changer.
And in terms of the rebels outside the capital, is there any sense, any level of expectation that anything is going to happen in Tripoli today? Because there's already some talk of some small protests in Trajura in the suburbs, but it seems that a lot of people are terrified in the capital to go out and protest.
I think that the momentum that we've seen in the protests in Tripoli over the past 3 or 4 weeks is probably not going to be repeated today. I think people have come to a realisation in Benghazi that the unstoppable tide of this revolution, certainly in the first few days, isn't quite the same now, that people in Tripoli may not have the critical mass to rise up and overthrow Gaddafi there, and that if he is to fall, it's going to take a lot more bloodshed and a lot more time.